Our back porch downstairs was used in the summertime with the wood stove. It was too hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sure. That's right.
To eat in the kitchen, so we'd take the table and put it on the back porch. Mm-hmm. And one time, this story is such a good story. One time we were sitting, there were six girls mm-hmm. in the family, and Mama and Papa. John had left home. And we were sitting, this was during the Depression. We were sitting on the back porch eating supper, and we always said the blessing before meals. Mm-hmm. And Papa always said the blessing, and Papa always served the plates. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, it didn't make any difference how many people came to our house to eat. My mother was served first and got the choice piece of meat.
Oh, really?
No matter who was there, Mother was treated like a lady mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and got the choice and the best mm-hmm. of everything. Mm-hmm. I thought all men did that, but I was surprised.
Oh, that's funny, but you found out they did.
And Papa built the fires and the wood stoves.
Uh-huh.
And he would cook breakfast and make biscuits for us
uh-huh.
if Janie couldn't be there. And he always took Mother a coffee to the bed. And he treated Mother, my mother and father courted each other till the day they died. They loved each other dearly, and we all knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But we were sitting, I'm awful bad about leaving one story and going to another. We were sitting on a back porch, and everybody knew Papa in the whole community because he had the store. And we were sitting on the back porch and eating dinner, and our noon meal, and this funny little old lady was standing at our back door, and she had two teeth.
Two teeth?
She had on cotton lisle stockings and button-top shoes, a gingham dress to her shoe tops.
Mm-hmm.
And she knocked on our back door, and Papa went to the door, and he said, "How are you, Miss?" And she said, "John, I come to live with you." And he said, "You've got all these girls, and I know there's more work than one woman can do here, and I come to live here with you to work for my board." And Papa said, "What's the matter with your husband?" And she said, "Well, he's got to drinking so bad, I just left him. And I thought that you could use the help, and I just come to live with you." So Papa asked her in, and he made one of us get up and get her a plate and fix her a place at the table. She had walked across the river and several miles. And he asked her, come in and sit down. Well, of course, we were mentally thinking who she was going to sleep with and what bedroom she was going to have, uh-huh. and we all got tickled. And she talked about her two teeth the whole time we were eating, and
uh-huh.
Mama just could hardly sit there with us. And Papa got real busy, and he had this old aunt that needed someone to stay with her, and he got real busy and went up and came back and said, "Aunt Mary, Aunt Belle needs someone to stay with her, and she will pay you $1 a week besides your room and board." And he took her off real quick. But she went up, she stayed with Aunt Belle and worked for a good while, and she went up to the courthouse to get a divorce.
Oh, my goodness.
She was going to divorce Uncle
yes.
Dick.
Uh-huh.
And she went to a lawyer to get a divorce. And she never had been married
oh.
to Uncle Dick. She lived with him